insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the commentary points of Surah Al-Qasas, the 28th chapter of the Holy Quran. Brothers and sisters, we're going to have a look at the 83rd verse of Surah Qasas. Let's listen to the verse and we'll be back with our discussion.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
تِلْكَ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةُ نَجْعَلُهَا لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُرِيدُونَ عُلُوًّا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فَسَادًا وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ.
That home of the hereafter we assign to those who do not desire exaltedness upon the earth or corruption. And the best outcome is for the righteous.
So, dear listeners, up to now, up to this 83rd verse of the chapter, we have covered many sections. Now, this is yet another section of this chapter, which could be called the ninth section of this chapter, which is discussing the Apostle, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his progeny. So, This verse works the resolution of the story of Qarun and indicating that any amassing wealth and self-superiority is the cause of destruction in the world and wretchedness in hereafter. But this verse says, تِلْكَ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةُ نَجْعَلُهَا لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُرِيدُونَ عُلُوًّا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فَسَادًا وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. So that the abode of hereafter, we assign it for those who do not intend to exalt themselves in the earth, nor to make mischief, and the good end is for the pious ones. Now, according to some Islamic narrations, Hadrat Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam recited this holy verse for the merchants in the market. Now, in this regard, a tradition indicates that if a person thinks of himself as superior to another person because of having a better shoelace, even that, to that extent, he is one of those who intend to exalt themselves in the earth. Now, there are many people who, for providing a residence, for providing a vehicle, a clothing, a speech, a marriage, or nominating their child, do something that they may become recognized in the society and attract people to themselves. Such people, as this tradition denotes, intend to exalt themselves in the earth, and these people will be deprived from heaven. So, after mentioning the agitating story of that rich, proud, and criminal man, which was Qarun, this verse is considered as a statement that is in fact a general conclusion for this event. So it says, تِلْكَ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةِ نَجْعَلُهَا لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُرِيدُونَ عُلُوًّا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فَسَادًا. You know what? The abode of hereafter is assigned for those who do not intend to exalt themselves in the earth, nor to make mischief. Now, we'll have a break and we'll be back. So, brothers and sisters, we were discussing the 83rd verse of this surah, Surah Qasas. And we said that this 83rd verse is a kind of conclusion for the story of that rich, proud criminal, which was Qarun. Now, this statement is a general conclusion, and it says that Darul Akhirah, the abode of hereafter, is only for those who do not intend to make mischief in the earth, لَا فَسَادَ وَلَا يُرِيدُونَ عُلُوًا فِي الْأَرْضِ, those who do not intend to exalt themselves. Not only they are not self-superior and mischievous, but also they do not even intend to do it. Their heart is free from these affairs, and their soul is far from these kinds of pollutions. So that's why the verse says, تِلْكَ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةِ نَجْعَلُهَا لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُرِيدُونَ عُلُوًّا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فَسَادًا. Whatever causes the deprivation of man from the merits of the abode of hereafter is found, indeed, in these very two things, all sins are concentrated in self-superiority and mischief in the earth. لَا يُرِيدُونَ عُلُوًّا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فَسَادًا. And the interesting point is that this fasad is mentioned after ulu. So it means that since the concept of exalting oneself precedes mischief and being mischievous in the earth, it could be inferred that the very beginning of making mischief by some people is that they consider themselves as superior to others, as so they somehow have this kind of feeling that they are the ones that are exalted and they consider themselves superior to others. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode. We'll continue more on this verse in the next episode. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Things always, but for me, worry ends when fix.